these ideas have to be refuted. This is why all groups, Black Men Matter, that are coming out now began to produce positive imagery. See, we have to get into this. If we don't, we're subject to people continuously bringing false information to us in appealing manners. They cover the lie, and they cover it very, very well. Thank you for your time. That's an honor.
Assalamu alaikum. And welcome everyone to the Dawah Conference sponsored by Masjid Muhammad North. This is a very important and historic occasion. The Dawah effort is very important to our key and group as Muslims here in America. There are very few organizations on a nationwide level trying to address the issue of Dawah. And Dawah means propagation of the religion, propagation of our way of life, propagation of Islam. There are very few organizations doing that, and this is a very, very important step that Masjid Muhammad is taking. We consider this as like our practice session. This is our practice session. We're trying to set an example, inshallah, for others, so that they will pick up from the good works and the good examples that Master Muhammad is doing here as far as trying to find ways and techniques to better spread the religion. I'd like to read first from the Holy Quran on the importance of the Dawah effort, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Invite all to the wisdom of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them in ways that are best and most gracious. For thy Lord knoweth best who have strayed from his path, and who receive guidance. And if you do catch them out no worse than they catch you out. But if you show patience, that is indeed the best course for those who are patient. Do thou be patient, for thy Lord is, and do thou be patient, for thy patience is but from Allah, nor grieve over them, and distress not thyself because of their plots. For Allah is with those who restrain themselves and do good. You know, we read through the Holy Quran, and it speaks constantly of how Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, went out to share the religion. He and the Sahabas constantly went out to share the religion and invite people to Al-Quran and to this religion of Al-Islam. So if the Prophet, may peace be upon him, if that was something that he did constantly, and there's constant references in the Quran that this is something that we must do, and we as Muslims have to realize that just being Muslim, eating right, making our prayers, going to the Jumu'ah, there's something else I wanted to quote from. This is a quotation from Imam Muhammad, and this deals with the topic that I'm supposed to address here, dealing with media and communication. Those of you who know me, you know I've been very active with the Unified Youth Committee of New Jersey and trying to get the Muslims together, inshallah, so that we as a Muslim community can pray together. My intention, inshallah, was after we pray together, inshallah, we can begin to work together towards collective things that we can agree on. We know we're not going to agree on everything. I don't think anybody agrees on everything. But those things that we can do to pray together and then begin to work together. And I hope that this Dawah conference is the start of an effort where now that we're praying together on a regular basis, let's see if we can get together and do Dawah together on a regular basis. Now, of course, we're saying that the Dawah effort has to start in the local masjid as an example, and we reach out, we constantly reach out. But inshallah, this is the first step. I copied this from a tape that Imam Muhammad made in the Cobo Arena in Detroit on July 20th, 1986. And he was addressing the influence of the media and the influence that it has on people and how we have to deal with that. I'd like to read it to you. They have made the people so dependent upon media leadership that people don't hardly respond to any call or anything of a public nature without the media not only announcing it, but supporting it and promoting it. We used to be a people that didn't depend upon so much outside help for what we were about. I'm talking about the freedom fighters. I'm talking about the nationalists. The African American nationalists, people who wanted something for themselves and wanted to do something on their own to get it. In the past, we were not without a spirit to move on our own as we are today. Today, most of the American people don't have a spirit to move on their own. They don't move unless media moves them. The entertainment media, the news media, they need some media to move them. They don't move on their own anymore. As powerful as some of these entertainment figures are, they cannot get big audiences without the media. They have to have the media to get big audiences. Now we think we're going to get a big audience without the power of the media on our side. The only way we get big audiences without the power of the media on our side, we have to go back to the spirit we had before big media became the slave master. We have to go back to depending upon ourselves, to carry the word, to impress the brother, to impress the sister, to impress the neighbor, to alert the community that something great is happening here. But all of us waiting because we have been conditioned to depend on big media to arrange our affairs and guarantee us an audience. Then the man went on to say this. He said, knowing what we have to deal with shouldn't make us weaker in our commitment to be Muslims and propagate our life. It should make us stronger. There are some strong among us, but there are so few, so very few. We have to bring the truth to the people and tell them that this religion is not an unpopular religion. There's a quiet work going on. It's been going on all the time, going on now to make the American people think, and all other citizens of the world think, that our religion is an unpopular religion. They tried hard until I pushed the truth to the forefront in this country. With the help of God, it was my own effort, Imam Muhammad's effort, that pushed the truth to the forefront here in this country. That this religion is not the religion of black nationalists of America. This is a religion of man all over the world. This is not a black religion. This is a religion for all colors. Alhamdulillah. You know, and this is very important because there are forces out here that try to put our religion in the perspective of our fellow fellow citizens other than what it is. And we have to do every organized way that we can and conceive and work together every way that we can individually and collectively to change that. I'd like to concentrate for a minute on the media. I've been very active with Master Muhammad. He's trying to help with the Dawah effort, and we have certain events. I try to help, inshallah, with the advertising and layout advertising program as best that I can. And from that, I've gathered quite a database on my computer of media throughout this country, major newspapers, television stations, radio stations, cable stations, and this type of thing, so that every time we have an event, we can notify them and inshallah invite them to cover this event, so that it will be supported, it will be announced in the media, it will be covered so that our people will know about it. And this is very important. I think if you listen carefully to what Imam Muhammad was saying, my interpretation of that is, yes, we have to continue to depend upon, not depend upon, but use the media sources that are available to us. We want to get our events in public service announcements. We want to be able to take advertisements in the most popular publications. We want to be able to do all of the things that media allows us to do to reach as large amount of people as possible, to invite them to this Quran, to invite them to this religion, to invite them to hear this message about Islam. So, in our computer, alhamdulillah, we've accumulated quite a list in the media, but, you know, I hope that from this conference we will not just put forward ideas without calling for some results. We need people to come forward to build the list better. We need to make sure that addresses are correct. We need to make sure that we have the right contact person on every level in that media organization. So we need people to come together, work the phones. We need to get the fax numbers. I don't know if you're familiar with a fax machine. A fax machine is something now where you can dial up a phone number, put your piece of paper in, your message or your announcement, send it through the telephone, and it will be received in their office just like that. All of the press and all of the media, they now have fax machines. Every newspaper, every television station, radio station, they all have fax machines where every time we have an event, we can just fax it right into their organization right away. So we need people who can come together to assist us in gathering this information so that every time we have an event, whether it's the masjid, whether it's an organization, whether it's just Muslims in general, some collective effort, something that we want to get across, we can reach the media very quickly. Now, the other thing that we want to also do with the media is very important, is our own reporting. Give you an example for an event like this. We sent out, if we were, and I want to stress to those that are here, I feel that this session here is like a practice session, really. This is, and don't underestimate the value of what's going on here. This is very important and very valuable. But I look at it as a practice session in that the unified Eid situation and the ending of Ramadan and all trying to get all those things straightened out put us behind in the advertising of this event. And inshallah, in the future, we'll make sure that we have sufficient time in advance to make sure that everything gets out properly and that we can reach the widest possible audience possible. But, for example, we look around. I have 3 more minutes. I meant to tell you, I have to try to talk fast. I have about 3 hours of information to share with you in about 3 minutes. But alhamdulillah, those of you who know me, that's my spirit. I try to say the right thing and do the right thing so that we can make our religion more popular. An event like this, inshallah, we want to make sure that if the media is not here, we have to do our own reporting. We have the brother that's going around with the cameras and the video, photographing the event. And we need those of you who have writing skills to step forward and write. We have to begin to write on the developments of the Islamic community in this area man Muhammad said. He said that after the media, what we can't depend on with the press and with the media, we have to strengthen our personal communications ability. You know, it's one, and I'd like to share this in closing. Everybody, you know, I became a Muslim in 1975. The only leader I've ever had was a man, Warath Imam.
This way, you know what I'm saying?
But I look at the history situation, and I see that those of you that were in the first experience, everybody in America knew what the Nation of Islam was, who Elijah Muhammad was, and what the Muslims were about at that time. And here in 1989, we have to make sure that we're firmly grounded, we believe in our religion strong enough to make sure that the American people today know who our leader Imam Warath bin Muhammad is, what the Quran is, what is the correct concept of this religion of Al-Islam. We have to make sure that we are firmly grounded in our religion, that we believe that. Because I hear this too many times, I hear this too often, and people say to me, I sacrificed in the first, I'm not sacrificing anymore. I spent a lot of time and a lot of money before, and I'm not doing it anymore. I hear that too much. And those of you, I speak mostly to the senior citizens group are here, and I appeal to the senior citizens organization that, and senior citizens, and those of you who have been in this community for many years, that same enthusiasm, that same zeal and excitement that you had before, some kind of way we have to get together, if it takes a couple weeks for us to meet, to find ways to bring that zeal back, to bring the dawah effort back, the one-on-one communication with the people, one-on-one, in addition to the media sources. We have to find better ways to increase our Muslim journal circulation. We have to find ways to get that excitement back about distributing that and helping that particular paper grow. I also, in closing, I'd like to say this. I've heard Imam Muhammad speak on the Jehovah's Witnesses and their door-to-door dawah effort and their communication effort. I was raised up until I was a teenager as a Jehovah's Witness. My mother today is a Jehovah's Witness. I've heard Imam Muhammad speak in a very recent tape about how he admired the Jehovah's Witnesses, even though he did not agree with their religion. Very important. He doesn't agree with their religion in any way, but he admires well-dressed men, women, and children going to the people door to door or on the street corner, approaching the people with this religion. He admires that effort very, very much. And we, as Muslims in this modern technological world, I believe we have to realize that this dawah effort is a two-phased approach. Media, yes, we have to do everything possible that we can with the media. One-on-one has to be developed. It's very, very important. So inshallah, like I said, this is a training session. This was like a practice. These brothers that are here, Manada and the other groups that went, we said that this is like a practice for us to get ready for the next dawah conference, which hopefully will be coming very soon in the next couple of months or so. And inshallah, you will support that and encourage others to come out and support that. I thank you for your time, and I apologize. I have about 3 more hours to go, but next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Unsure as to how your car is parked, I would suggest that you check now because they are putting tickets on all cars that are not legally or properly parked. And just to make a correction, I'm sorry I misaddressed Brother Abdul Mateen. If you are able, the parking is $4 in the parking lot. If you're not, at least try to find your safe place by the curb. the presentation on the media and communication, I thought was very informative and enlightening for both brothers. Dawah, propagation of the faith, is our primary injunction by our religion. The means and methods are things that we have to determine and come together and find out for ourselves. The brothers have presented some very good ideas, and I think that we should go to the conference with those ideas as germs and seeds for further growth and development. Some of the members of the panel here that are making the presentation have been with our community for some time. It's been my pleasure to have known many of these brothers for several years, going back maybe 10, 15, or 20. The next brother who is going to make a presentation is Brother Akbar Salam. He's going to speak to us about halal. Before he comes on, I'd just like to mention the fact that Brother Akbar is one of the pioneering Brazilian Afro-American business people in our community. He started off as a very young man with Unity Beef in 1967. So we're talking, 22 years of business in this community, and he's still a relatively young man. It is now called Unity Halal. And that is what gives him his credentials to speak to us today about halal. So I won't take any further time, but I'll bring forth now the last part. Now, when you travel,
establish this particular form here. And please allow the best of us to base on the Quran and the Sunnah. I'd like to just read it if you don't mind. It says, halal food. I quote from the Quran. Forbidden to you the food of dead meat, blood, and the flesh of swine. And that on which has been invoked the name of other than Allah. That which has been killed by strangling or by a violent blow.
Our next presenter and speaker, and I would like to borrow a phrase from Akbar Salam. He mentioned economic dollar, and I think that was a very appropriate terminology and phraseology relating to another mode or means of propagating the faith through economics, through business, through media, through so many other aspects of our society. We are constantly keeping to the forefront the concept and the idea of our propagation, getting our faith out there, letting people know what our faith represents and stands for. One of the brothers mentioned earlier about the early pioneering days when we were going from door to door, one on one, with the paper, on the corner, on the ladders. I don't know whether you remember going about that far back to step ladders. Corner. But
exciting. It was stimulating. It was a challenge. We were enthused. We were fired up, as we said in the first experiment. So we want to continue that flame and that fire. We want to keep the fans now, and we want to broaden and blow the winds on that fire so it'll be more consuming. So now, one of the means and methods that we can use is business. So I'm going to bring forth now Brother Abu Bakr Muhammad to speak on business. Assalamu alaikum.
My subject is business, but the business that I would like to discuss is financial independence. And as Akbar, this whistle thing, he said, after he spoke on Halal so beautiful, he said, get the money. I like to start out with saying, Allah says, never will Allah change the condition of a people until they first change what is in their soul. And one of the things that is bothering our soul in this community and society is immorality. And there is a remedy for that, which Allah says to the riba is haram. So why did Allah say that? He said that because He wants us to get control of our own destiny. Right now, we don't have control of our own destiny, but we need to get control of our destiny. This is the purpose of calling this dawah effort together here today. And that is, as I was going through Ramadan, one of the speakers on Ramadan was saying that we don't need to first knock on the door of the non-Muslim, but first knock on the door of the Muslim. you